أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا. In this ayat we are reading where Allah Ta'ala explains that Allah had appointed Talut as the leader of the people. Together with the actual incident that took place, there are great lessons for us to learn, and the Quran Sharif is that kitab that guides us not only on our deeni matters, how we should make namaz, believe in Allah, Tawheed, etc., but even in all our dunya matters. All our dunya matters also, the Quran Sharif gives us guidance. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has explained that what kind of leaders must we have. If the leader is right, then the whole country goes right. And if the leader is not right, the whole country goes wrong. And everything goes haywire, which is witnessed to, which we are witnessing throughout the world today. So what are the qualities? Allah Ta'ala explains that what must be the qualities. First of all, when we do it properly, then Allah chooses a leader for us. As Allah says here, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتًا. Allah had appointed Talut lakum, that is, the name here is for your benefit. For your benefit Allah appointed him. When people's actions are good, then Allah appoints a leader also which is good for them. And then their lives, everyone's lives go well in the right direction. But when the people's amal are bad, then Allah appoints a bad ruler over them. They will keep on blaming the ruler and fight with him, and they will not even pay attention to correcting their amal, and conditions will just worsen all the time. So that is one thing that Allah Ta'ala will appoint when we are come right. In order to have a good worldly life, a good leader, we must correct our actions. The other is Allah Ta'ala says that when Allah chooses that leader, that is istifa, Allah Ta'ala chooses. And the choice of Allah will always be perfect. Allah has got full knowledge of what is good for us now in the future, in our daily lives, in our deeni lives, in our dunya's lives, in all matters. And Allah will choose a leader like that. Allah Ta'ala will appoint such a leader over us. So when Allah Ta'ala chooses, that can only the best. There can be nothing better than that. And that is also dependent on our amal. And when we choose according to our thinking, we will make mistakes all the time. And today the person looks good, tomorrow he turns out to be bad. Today he hasn't got power, so he looks very good. Tomorrow when he has power, he abuses the power. Today he's not in charge of the finances of the country, and he looks to be very honest, and we're living a very thrifty life. But tomorrow when he's in charge of the finances of the country, then all the corruption starts, and terrible corruption starts. So we cannot choose, Allah Ta'ala will choose what is the best for us. And then the Bani Israel at that time, they told that نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ. They did not understand, and they thought they know better. They say, we are more worthy of ruling. And on what basis did they say that? On their lineage and pedigree, that we belong to the family of the kings. Just that is not enough. And also, وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. That Talut was not given wealth. We are wealthy people. So they based the proper ruling of the country on having wealth and belonging to a royal family. But those are not the criteria at all. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Previously Allah said, بَعَثَ لَكُمْ تَعْلُوتَ. إن Allah astafahu alaykum. Allah has chosen him for your benefit, and he will be in charge of your affairs, and so he will give you the best of service in all aspects. And then Allah explains two great qualities which are required for a leader. The one wazadahu bastatan fil ilmi wal jism, and we had given him a great share, a great amount as far as knowledge also is concerned, and as far as his body also is concerned. In another place, two other places in the Quran, in the instance of Musa alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala explains also there that who are the people who are fit for a job, whether it is to run the country or any other job. Allah Ta'ala says that in ya abati ista'jirhu innahu qawiyul amin. He must be qawi, he must have the capabilities of doing that job, mentally, physically, every way. And the other, amin, he must be trustworthy. If he's got that two qualities, then he will be able to do his job fully and properly. First, he must have the capability of doing the job. He must be qawi. Whether it is mental work, he must have the ability to do that work. Or whether it is physical work, he must have the ability. And he must be trustworthy. But these people based it on money, on who is rich, and to which family you belong. And that is no criteria, and that unfortunately is what the people are going by. And because of that, the whole chaos in the world. And as long as the criteria was capability, who is fit for the job, and also who is trustworthy, who is amanatdar, then everything went perfectly and went well in every aspect. So this aspect also Allah teaches us that who should be given a job, whether it is the job of ruling the country or any other job, even if we want to hire somebody to work for us, that work which we want him to do, that person must be capable to do the work, and the other very important thing, he must be trustworthy. If those two things are there, then things will go very smooth. And if that is not there, if just because of family ties we put somebody in a job and he's not fit for the job, it's quite clear he will never be able to do his job. And if he's not trustworthy and he's got the job, he won't do his job properly, he won't come on time, he will waste his time on the job, and if he has to handle money, the power he's got, he will abuse his the power also that he's got, and he'll abuse the money also he's got. So these are the two great qualities. A person must be capable in every way for that job, and a person must be trustworthy, which Allah explains here, bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. That person must have all that knowledge. So Talut, Allah had blessed him with all the knowledge of how to run the country also. He was the most knowledgeable. Nobody had that knowledge, though he was a poor person, but he had that knowledge. And as far as his body was concerned, he was the strongest, most brave person. And he was the only one capable of fulfilling that duty. And the other is, when Allah Ta'ala blesses a person, people with the right leaders, with the right people for the right jobs, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala is wasi'at. Allah Ta'ala has got enough people to do the jobs. Allah is not short. We may be finding a shortage of people to do the right jobs. There aren't people capable to do the jobs. But Allah makes anytime, anyone, Allah makes them capable. And Alim, Allah knows who to choose. And when Allah chooses a person, that person is mu'ayyid min Allah. Allah's help is with that person. And that person is mulham min Allah. Allah inspires that person to make the right decision, to direct that whole of all those affairs of the country, of the company, wherever he's working, to direct it in the correct ways. And when we rush into a job and we demand a job, then Allah's help is not with that person. But when a person feels, I'm not fit for the job, and I'm not, I can't do this job, Allah's help and the people. And here also, the correct method is, those people who are ulul absar, those have got understanding, deep understanding. In every community, in all nations, there are those people. They should choose a person who they think is the best person. And that person, when he feels, I'm not fit for the job, then Allah's help comes to him. And when a person is guided by Allah, he does his work perfectly and correctly. And when he thinks, I am fit for it and I can do it, then Allah's help is not with that person. However, there are those exceptions. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, qalij alni ala khazain al ard, make me the minister of the finances, etc. When a person is sincere, not because of his nafs, but he knows that other people will make a mess of the job, so let me handle the affairs. When that person is sincere in himself, then of course Allah's help is with him also. But just because we want the job, I want that name, I've got that job, I'm the CEO of a company, I'm the director, etc. And for the money we want to do it, then Allah's help is not with that person. And that person blunders terribly, as we are experiencing, whether it's the load shedding, whether it's the condition of the roads, whether it's the condition of government departments, whether it is even in other companies, all the departments where a person just doesn't get his work done. All this is because we haven't followed the teachings of the Quran Sharif and our man-made laws we are following, and the results we are seeing, what we are getting. If we turn back to Allah, back to the Quran Sharif, and we as Muslims at least turn to the Quran Sharif. We can't expect the non-Muslims to turn to the Quran Sharif. If we turn to the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will spread this and make it widespread, and the whole world will enjoy the great benefits which are meant for us by Allah Ta'ala, but we are not choosing the right means and we are not going in the right direction. May Allah guide us to righteousness.